Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Hey. We left off Dalet Amud Beis, around six lines up from the bottom of the page, roughly. We were in the middle of discussing, we started actually yesterday's daf, and the end of the daf before that, the two sources for the basic din of our Mishnah, which is that Yemafresh the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur from his bayis into the Lishkas Behedrin. We had a Be'echanan source for that was the Miluyim, that just like by Miluyim, the Kohen Gadol was separated for 7 days. So too, by Yom Kippur, we said, and then he did one day of Aveda. So too, by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol separated 7 days before the one day of Aveda. Rish Lakish didn't like that source. Rish Lakish held that if that's the source, then Miluyim, we know, is Ma'akiv. And that's going to be the focus very much of today's daf, that whether Miluyim is Ma'akiv, what's Ma'akiv about the Miluyim? The Aveda by the Miluyim, by the Chanukah's Mishkan, was Ma'akiv. So if that's the case, then the being perished for 7 days should also have to be Ma'akiv, a prerequisite, yet he felt there's a riot for the Mishnah, where he's going to, again, go over the riot again today, that the backup Kohen Gadol didn't require it to be sequestered for 7 days. So if it's not Makiv, that can't be the source. So Rish Lakish puts forth a different source. The source is Sinai, from Moshe Rabbeinu being engulfed in the cloud by a Sinai 6 days before going up into Shemayim. Where's the 7 days? So the 7 day was added because of Baal Nida. That was the top of Dalet Amud Beis yesterday's daf. So our Gemara, really, right in the beginning of yesterday's year, the end of Daf Gimel Beis, beginning of Dalet Amud Beis, discussed that Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish had this conversation where the Miluyim is Ma'akiv, and then it went off the whole daf into explaining about Sinai and different sources again about being Ma'afresh the Kohen Gadol the 7 days before Yom Kippur, without focusing back on the idea whether or not the Miluyim, the actual prepper, the 7 days of inauguration, and the Avodah on the 8th day, after 7 days of inauguration, whether that was Ma'akiv, the Gemara didn't circle back to that statement of Rish Lakish. Here, the Gemara now really seemingly in the middle of nowhere, it's a blot later, the Gemara says, Mechlal, pick it up from, again, Dalet Amud Beis, around 6-7 lines up at the bottom of the page, says the Gemara, Mechlal, sorry, exactly 6 lines up at the bottom of the page, middle line, Mechlal, the Tavayis Fiyu Lemiluim Kol Kosev HaMakev, says the Gemara, from the fact that Rabbi Yechonon did not respond to Rish Lakish and say, you're learning from Miluyim, Miluyim itself is not Makev. It sounds like both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon agree that the Miluyim, what was delineated in the Torah to do by the Miluyim, that's for sure Makev. And the Shailu is, do we extend it further? But that seems to be what the Gemara is saying, universal between Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish, says the Gemara, Ditmar, because we have a discussion about this. Miluyim, the process that the Torah says to do by the Miluyim, Rabbi Yechonon Chanina, we have Machlokes between Rabbi Yechonon Chanina, and we don't know who says what. Chana Mar Kosev HaMakev, Behem Chana Mar Dabar Makev, there is Makev. One says whatever is written is Makev, Legab Miluyim, and one says no. Only things that were written by the Miluyim that are also going to be Makev in later Dairis are Makev by the Miluyim. But whatever is not Makev, Shein Makev Dairis, Ein Makev. Whatever is not Makev in later Dairis, whatever are things that are not Makev in later Dairis, whatever things are not requisite in later Dairis, we know, we've spoken that many times, by Kutchim, there's a concept where the Torah can tell us to do something. Other mitzvahs, Torah tells us to do it. We do it. But yet it's the mitzvah. You don't do it when I it's the mitzvah. By kachim, there can be things that are considered lechatchilos. They're mitzvahs. Lechatchilos. Torah tells us to do it once, it says lechatchilos. Torah tells us to do it twice, then it's requisite, then it's ma'akiv, then it's requisite. So, says the Gemara, one number says, whatever is ma'akiv also the dairis was ma'akiv by the miluim. But whatever is not going to be ma'akiv of the dairis was not ma'akiv by the miluim. Now, when we quote this memra, it's a opinion of Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Chanina, we don't know who says what. It says the Gemara, now, based on the fact that we just established that Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish, so Rabbi Yechonon agrees with Rish Lakish, that Miluyim is Ma'akiv, says the Gemara to Stayim, to Rabbi Yechonon, who damar kol kosev ma'akivem, medikamalei Abshim men Lakish Rabbi Yechonon. So the fact that Abshim men Lakish said to Rabbi Yechonon this question, imam Miluyim kol kosev ma'akiv, Rabbi Yechonon says to Rabbi Yechonon, just like by Miluyim, everything's Ma'akiv, so too, the Kohen on Yom Kippur, the Kohen separating 7 days from Yom Kippur, that too should be Ma'akiv. And Rabbi Yechonon didn't respond. He just said, what did Rabbi Yechonon say to Rish Lakish? No, so what's your source? He could have just said, no, I held the Miluyim as Ma'akiv. Says Gemara, V'lei Kamad V'lemidi, since Rabbi Yechonon didn't answer, this time that who's the one that says that Miluyim is Ma'akiv between Rabbi Yechonon and Chanina? It's Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon is the opinion that the Miluyim is Ma'akiv, and Rabbi Chanina is the opinion that Miluyim is only Ma'akiv, that which is Ma'akiv L'dairis. That's which is Ma'akiv later, will be Ma'akiv by Miluyim, but other stuff not. The Gemara's going to go through what's the Nafkaminas, meaning, what are the cases of things that in later Dairis are not Ma'akiv, that according to Rav Chanina were not either Ma'akiv by the Miluyim, whereas according to Rav Yechonon, since they're part of the Miluyim, they were Ma'akiv, even though they're not Ma'akiv L'Dairis. The Gemara's going to give a list of 4 items that are not Ma'akiv L'Dairis, which according to Rav Yechonon were still Ma'akiv by the Miluyim, and according to Rav Chanina, just like they're not Ma'akiv L'Dairis, they weren't Ma'akiv by the Miluyim. Before we get there, Sfas Emes as a Kasher, Rav Kanner was bothered by this Kasher yesterday as well. It's a very stark, obvious question. The Gemara's focusing very much on a Machlekes, Rav Yechonon and Rav Chanina. What was Ma'akiv by the Miluyim? That's history. That's history. The Gemara's Lashon usually is, such a thing is, my dahave have it, what happened to happen, meaning, anything which is relevant for Allah L'maisa going forward, of course we delve into it, we want to understand what the ideas behind it and what happened. But something which is not relevant presumably, halach l'maisa going forward, what happened by the miluyim, what happened by the inauguration of the Mishkan, what's the difference? What happened then? What's the difference whether it was makav or not? What happened, happened, and now we it's not again to us, halach l'maisa. As I affect the Sfas Emes. So Sfas Emes wants to suggest that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who's l'maisa learning for the miluyim, and we have Rish Lakish's question, Rish Lakish says, if you learn for the miluyim, it's 7 days before Yom Kippur, shouldn't just be a mitzvah, it should be ma'akiv. You have to separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, so it's very relevant. If you learn for the miluyim, that if miluyim is ma'akiv, so whatever needs to be done before Yom Kippur, comparing to the miluyim, would also be ma'akiv. That would be enough gemina. That would be enough gemina, not just way back when by the miluyim. It's enough gemina going forward. According to Rabbi Chanina, it wouldn't be ma'akiv. According to Rabbi Yechon, it would be ma'akiv. But the Sfas Emes is teretz a little bit shver because most of the Mefarshim, I said many Mefarshim, ultimately learn, we already spoke out from yesterday, from Taisvis, from Rambam, that the comparison of the miluyim to Yom Kippur was really Drabbanan. Taisvis called it Asmachta Ba'alma, Rambam called it a Kabbalah. It's merely, at the end of the day, it's not a full-fledged, so, let's say better, it's not L'maisa Makiv. L'maisa, we don't say that being Mafresh Kohen Gadol 7 days from Beisai before Yom Kippur is Makiv. So if ultimately it's not Makiv, you're back to the question, what are we learning from the miluyim that was so busy we're spending a blah and change, almost really a full-blown Gemara going through what happened by the miluyim. As a matter of fact, the Gemara itself on Amud Beis is going to ask, when the Gemara discusses how Moshe Rabbeinu addressed the Kehanim by the miluyim, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference by Daf Avi? The Gemara is going to ask this exact question. All the Amud Beis tucked away in the back of the Daf, the Gemara asks, my Daf Avi. The question really is relevant right now. That's the question of Sfas Emes. Again, Sfas Emes' answer is relevant maybe for the din of Yom Kippur, of the being Mafresh Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. That's Sfas Emes' answer. But the first take issue with that because not many Mefarshim don't agree that Lamaisa, that we're Makbid, that it's Makib. So there's two other answers given, or one of the answers given, sorry.
Who cares if it's Makib or not? It's an amazing halacha that's important to know the chachilah, how to handle the base of Mikdash going forward.
No. We're debating what was ma'akiv by the miluyim. We're debating what was ma'akiv by the miluyim. That's the question. Our Gemara has machlekes Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan whether the avoid by miluyim was ma'akiv. You're right, 100%. Even if it's not ma'akiv miluyim, if we're learning something to the future, that's all 100%. That would be a valid discussion, which really our discussion has to be blot. But this discussion right now, what was ma'akiv by the miluyim, which we're about to go on to now a whole conversation where Rabbi Chanina is going to say it's not ma'akiv because it's not ma'akiv adayrus, and Rabbi Yechanan is going to say no, it's still ma'akiv even though it was ma'akiv adayrus. Why is that relevant? What was ma'akiv by the miluyim? By the miluyim is madav have. I mean, really, you'd be married to me. Maybe Haguf, the Gemara wants to have a conversation about these four items that are not ma'akiv adayrus. These four new items that we're going to discuss that are not ma'akiv adayrus, but these are, we know those from other places. That's not really our sugya. Our sugya is the miluyim, and what's the nafmina? So Rabbi Yashu wants to bring a beautiful teretz based on the Ramban. That's really will come up again later in today's af as well. Which was similar to the Mar's answer to the madav have on base. The Ramban holds that whenever they mechanech nu mizbeach. So, for example, Shlaima Melech made a new mizbeach. Ezra, when they came back up, they made a new mizbeach. Lasa Lavi, we're going to have a new mizbeach. Whenever there's a new mizbeach, there's a new din of miluim. The din of miluim wasn't just one time in history. It happened the first time they inaugurated the Mishkan, but whenever there's a new mizbeach, there's also a din of miluim. So, if that's the case, the answer's simple. Once the din of miluim is going to apply again in the future, it already did, Shlaima, Ezra, and Lasa Lavi, therefore we have to learn the sugya. Very simple answer. Rambam, by the way, argues on this. That's Ramban Chita in Sherish Shlishi. That's Ramban. Rambam argues on this, so the answer fits according to Ramban. Not according to Rambam, the Gemara is going to say a similar answer. The guy be dressing up in the clothing that's relevant. Again, the Asa Lavi, which Rambam the Shita says is beautiful. Anything which has enough gemina in the future is which he holds miluyim does. These acts of miluyim have enough gemina in the future, and therefore we're debating it. Okay, says the Gemara, my benayu. What is the chiluk between, this is Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan? Again, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan, we now know who says what. Rabbi Yechanan says the miluyim was ma'akiv, and Rabbi Chanina says no. Only avoidus that were ma'akiv by in the future. Ma'akiv by miluyim. Whatever's a ma'akiv in the future was ma'akiv by the miluyim. So which avodas are we talking about that are not ma'akiv in the future? And Rabbi Yechon is going to say, but that yes, they still ma'akiv by miluyim. And Rabbi Chanina is going to say they were ma'akiv in the miluyim. So we have four answers. Top of Hey Man Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yosef, answer number one. Smicha ikvenayim. Smicha is not going to be seen them. According to the one which we're saying is Rabbi Yechon holds that whatever's written by miluyim is ma'akiv. So smicha ma'akiv. Smicha also, smicha means leaning on animal, of course, is also going to be ma'akiv. Lamanda Amar. Dover shein makav v'deris e makav ben. The bottom number says that whatever is not makav v'deris, not makav in the miluim. Smicha makav, smicha is not makav in the future, and therefore was not makav even b'shas the miluim. Ask the Gemara. And how do we know v'deris ben all the makav? How do we know v'deris the smicha is not makav? The Tanya went to the base. The Samach Nitzvah says the Samach he should do smicha on the carbon. then and veneer to the carbon will be accepted. Now the Mashmoy said that smicha leads to being accepted. So it's very ironic. We're going to learn from those words that smicha is not makif. How? We know the kapara is dam. Pasuk is very clear that the dam who benefesh chaper, the dam makes the kapara, not the smicha. So if that's the case, matam v'mesoch nitzah. What's besamach v'nirtza? Shem asal smicha shir mitzvah. Malei alav akasav kiloi keeper v'keeper. Very interesting drasha. If he makes the smicha, as if it's a shirayim, as if it's extras, as if it's not necessary, meaning he neglects to do it, then the pasuk considers it as if he got a kapara, obviously because badam v'nefesh chaper v'leik keeper. But it's as if the pasuk wrote v'samach. To make it sound like you need smicha for the ritzoy, but you don't really. But it's funny, we're bringing a raya that smicha is not makiv from a drush of a samach v'nirtza, which is coming to say the importance of smicha. It's a pretty ironic way to learn, but that's the aside. He's nice, you see in this price that smicha is not makiv. There must have a very similar shakar b'tayr on the next case. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, answer number two, what's enough community team? Rabbi Yechonon says everything by milu is makiv, and Rabbi Chanina says that only things that are makiv v'dayrus. What's another example of something that's not makiv v'dayrus? Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rabbi Yechon, who says everything by Mulu is makiv, so tenufa by the tenufa by Mulu is also makva. And according to the opinion that something which is not makiv l'deris is not going to be makiv. Was not makiv by Muluim, and maybe like according to our, like we were saying for the Ramban, will not be makiv in the future either. This tufa, so le makva, it won't be makiv because it's not makiv deris. And how do we know that tenufa was makiv deris? Deris nam menon le makiv. How do we know tenufa was makiv? The time you went to the brayso, tenufa lechaper, same exact type of drasha. Says in the pasuk of Lashon of do a tenufa. The kohen does a tenufa by the mitzvah's carbon. He does a tenufa of the carbon in order to get a kapara. V'chitenufa chaper is le'in kapara al b'dam. The kapara is b'dam. The kapara comes via the dam. So what's the lashon of the tufa lechaper? Shem also tufa shiur mitzvah. If he makes the tufa shiur mitzvah, that it's like extra, that it's not requisite, not necessary. Malo because of keeper. The pasuk considers if he did not get a kapara, but he lemaisa got a kapara. Again, same type of drasha. Avad the kapara he got, but the Torah makes it as if he didn't get a kapara. Meaning, it's not a kapara mina mufcher. He's missing out by not doing both. Now we'll quote both of them: smicha and or tenufa. By not doing them, he's missing out on the full-fledged level of the kapara. So we're learning for the brayso that it's not ma'akiv, but it's still going to be kosher. So that's a second case, tenufa and smicha, two cases where according to Chanina, since it's not makiv v'deiris, it was makiv by the mluim, whereas according to Rabbi Yechon, it would still be makiv. Says the Gemara, there's going to be two more cases. Ravina, Rafapa Amar, Prisha Shiva Ikabinayim. Our din, that we've been focusing on this Pesachta, being perished to Kayin Gadol before Yom Kippur for 7 days, that's the case of Nafmina. Laman Damar Kalkosma Makabam, according to my number, that whatever is written whatever is written by Miluim is automatic Makiv. Makva. So the 7 days of Frisha before Miluim was Makiv. Why? Because it's written. Whatever is written by Miluim, that's Rebekah Mashita. Whatever is written is Makiv. So 7 days for the 7 days of Hafrasha before Miluim, before the inauguration, was makiv. Laman damer, according to Bechanina, davishem iskam v'derim, in makiv v'derim, in makiv v'ban, whatever is not makiv v'derim, it's not going to be makiv, loy makiv. So the afrasha of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur is not makiv, and therefore, it was makiv by Mulumai, that would be Bechanina Shita. How do we know that afrasha before Yom Kippur was makiv? Says Gemara very clearly, the same story we had a couple days ago for Yishlakish, l'deris benod le'makiv, midikotani maskinon, v'leik tani mafrishin. Remember, the Mishnah says, about the first Kohen Gadol, it says, mafrishin Kohen Gadol be'say, 7 days, yimafrishin. And then it says, they'll misakin for a backup Kohen in his place in case he become tamei. What do you mean misakin? L'chari misakin, which means he's prepared to go. I l'chari asked Yishlakish, and the more he has being the same diag, that l'chari, he wasn't sequestered. So you must be that the hafrasha is not makiv. What are you going to tell me? No. When you prepare the second kohen, the backup, you sequestered him too. You mafresh him too. Then you should be using the same nusach in both cases of the Mishnah. In the first kohen gadol, you say mafreshin kohen gadol, and then you should say umafreshin a backup. Why do you switch the word from mafreshin to maskinan? It sounds like from switching the words to maskinan that you prepare someone else, but he doesn't have to hafrasha. Why? Because the hafrasha is not makiv. So that is a raya that the hafrasha kohen gadol is not makiv. It's not makiv. Then according to Rab Chanina, it wouldn't be makiv by the meluim. Whereas according to Mechon, it still was makiv. It still was makiv by the Miluim. Asked the Netziv Bam Kasha, based on this Taisus really that we referenced earlier today and the Rambam, that say that the whole din of Afrasha the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur is only an Asmachta. It's only Drabbanan. If it's only Drabbanan, what's the Havamina to learn out a Dina Miluim from a Drabbanan? It doesn't make sense. We're saying whatever's Makav Adairis was Makav by the Miluim. Whatever is requisite in future generations was requisite by the Miluim according to Chanina, and whatever wasn't is not. That's from Chanina's Shita. And we want to say in Afghanistan to Chanina and Rabbi Yechon is the case of being Mafresh the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. Chanina is not Makav according to Rabbi Yechon. What's the Havamina to learn out? The whole Din of learning out from Miluim is all Drabbanan. The whole Din of being Mafresh the Kohen Gadol is Drabbanan. How could a Rabbinic Din even get into the equation to be a source whether or not the Miluim is Ma'akiv? That is the Shaila, the Kasha, the Nesiv, Rebbe Sada asks. Answers the Nesiv, very interesting. This gets into the whole discussion today, even just for, I mean, obviously every part of the discussion is G'day. But this Nekuda, this Lamdash Nekuda, it's a famous Chakira throughout Shas. When you learn A from B, is B a simin or is it a siba? Famous chakira. Is B a simin or a siba? Is B going to be a riot to something? Or is it a reason for something? Meaning, when Rav Chanina makes the guidelines that whatever is makav v'dayrus, that is makav by the miluim, is somehow the fact that it's makav v'dayrus, is it simply a raya that it was makav by the miluim? Or is it a reason? The fact that the Torah says makav v'dayrus, because of that reason, whatever causes it to be makav v'dayrus, that same reason will cause it to be makav by the miluim. That is a general Shas Chakira, says Mermesada, perhaps over here, that even if it's a Drabbanan, the din of being Mafresh Kohen Gadol, 7 days from Kippur, if we learn that it's a simen, it's just a raya, it's a proof, it's not a siba, it's not the reason. Drabbanan can't be the reason for the raisa, it doesn't make sense. But if you learn that it's a simen, it's just a proof, it's a raya to the concept, so it's a raya to a level of importance, I guess. I'm not sure exactly why, I'm still a little schwer how it could be a raya even, but at least a raya could be a raya to the importance of the Aveda, even though only Drabbanan inaugurated later. Because of once they're born later, that can give it some sort of status, and therefore it was ma'akev even by the Mulim. Still a chiddush, but interesting approach of the Rebbe Sada. Okay, number four. What's case number four? Nafkmina, the Mar's final Nafkmina to Mechanina, Bechanan, Ravina Amar. The difference between Rebbe Chanina and Bechanan is regarding the putting on the extra begadim and anointing the Kayan. The Kayan, all 7 days, that took place, the Kayan Gadol, that took place by the Miluim. Now, whether or not it's Ma'akiv, is the Nafkmina. The Manda Amar, Kalkas, Ma'akiv, Ahem, according to the Manda Amar says, whatever is written by Miluim is Ma'akiv, so automatically it's Ma'akiv, no matter what. The Manda Amar, Dabashay, Ma'akiv, Darius, and Ma'akiv, Ahem, the Manda Amar says, whatever is not Ma'akiv, Darius, not Ma'akiv, Ahem, like Ma'akiv, it's not Ma'akiv, because the Darius, it's not Ma'akiv for the Kayan to have 7 days of Reba Begadim and 7 days of Mashiach. The Gemara says, how do we know that? How do we know that the 7 days of Mashiach and the 7 days of extra Begadim are not Ma'akev? The Tanya, V'chib HaKayin, Asher Yimshach, Asher Yimshach, Asher Yimshach, Asher Yimshach, Asher Yimshach, L'chayin Tachas Aviv. Matam Lemer, L'fi Shenemar, Shivas Yam, Yubasham, HaKayin Tachtam Banav. It says in the Pasuk already explicitly, 7 days, he should wear them, the Kayan Tachas, the one that takes over, the new Kohen Gadol, should wear it for 7 days, the one that's taking over from the prior Kohen Gadol. Ainli El and Esrab Shiva Nimshach Shiva. Now I only know that that if you wore the Begadim for seven and he was Nimshach for 7 days with the Shana Mishcha, that's considered a viable, he took over as Kohen Gadol in the place of his father. Nisrab Shiva Nimshach Yamechan, Nisrab Mechan Mishcha Shiva. I don't know if I did either or, if I did Shiva of clothing and Mashiach only 1 day, or Mashiach 7 days and clothing 1 day, and that's also good. Menayin Tam Lemer, Hashem Shechay Soi, Vashay Malas Yaday. It says, Hashem Shechay Soi, they did Mashiach, Hashem Malas Yaday, Mekol Makayim, is Mashba, as long as it was done, even if it was not for 7 full days, even if it was not for 7 full days, it's still going to be okay. Says Gemara, Ashkar Mibi Shiva Lechila. You've only shown me in the Pesukim that wearing the Begadim 7 days is at least Lechila. You're saying that's not Makiv for the Pesukim, but you've also shown me that Lechatchili should be wearing the 7 days. Where did you see Bechal over there that Mashiach Shiva Lechila Menon? What was the source that the Mashiach need to be Lechatchila for 7 days? Answer the Gemara, Ibais Ema, two sources. Ibais Ema, Meditzach Kral Mute, for the fact that you have to be Maidet, for the fact that you have a Miyat, that whatever you, Ashimshach, what was the last Pesuk? Ashimshach Eisai, Vashayim Al Yaday, whatever you did is enough. Obviously, there must be more than that. There must be a Lechatchila of 7 days. Or, Damakra, Vibay Sema, Damakra, another Teretz says, the Pasuk says, Uvigdi HaKodesh, Asher La'aron, Yu Levanam Achrav, L'mashcha Behem, U'lemalabam Es Yadam, Iskish Mashiach L'Ribi. In that Pasuk, the Pasuk compares the Aaron HaKoyen, L'mashcha, U'lemalabam Es Yadam, the Pasuk starts off, Uvigdi HaKodesh, Asher La'aron, it compares the Mashiachah to the Begadim, Ma Reba Shiva, just like the Reba Begadim, the more Begadim the Kohen Gadol wears. Remember, just I should have probably spoken that earlier. It's a general basic aside that the regular Kohen wears 4 Begadim, Kohen Gadol wears 8 Begadim. So Reba Begadim is a way of demonstration of a Kohen becoming Kohen Gadol. So Ma Reba Shiva, Af Mashiachah Shiva. Just like the Reba Begadim is 7 days, so to the Mashiachah also 7 days. My Taima, Damar, Actually, before we go further, one second. Before we go further, just on this topic of Reba Begad and Mashiach, so we know actually that in the later generations, they didn't have the Shevet Mishcha anymore. They didn't have, this is another proof, Shevet Mishcha is not Maki. They didn't even have Shevet Mishcha. How did Kohen Gadol become, established the Kohen Gadol? He'd be Marba Begadim. He'd wear the eight Begadim by wearing the eight Begadim that's unique to Kohen Gadol. That's how he's established as the Kohen Gadol. So we have spoken this out the other day, but there's a Ramban, it's Ramban Al-Tayra, who says very interesting, when we spoke on our Mishnah, that the Kohen Gadol, they were mafresh for the Kippur, a backup Kohen Gadol, in case the Kohen Gadol is ear by psil, in case it becomes tummy, then mafresh a backup Kohen Gadol, says Ramban, but that Kohen Gadol would not be anointed. That backup Kohen Gadol would only become Kohen Gadol, ide extra begadim, by wearing extra begadim, not through Mashiach, not through being anointed. And the first one discussed why, the Chorin discussed why can't he be anointed? So the answer they give is because it was Yom Tov, because Yom Kippur. They presume the case of the guy, the Kohen Gadol became Tameh, he became Pasul by Yom Kippur, so he became Pasul by Yom Kippur. You can't do Mashiach on Yom Kippur. Why not? Why can't you do Mashiach on Yom Tov? So the way they explain it is because it's one of the five Inuyim. Sicha, anointing oneself, is one of the five Inuyim. So it's a technical issue that they couldn't do. They couldn't do Mashiach. That's how they explain the Ramban. That the Ramban means they couldn't do Mashiach on Yom Kippur, specifically because of the Isser of Sicha, one of the five things that we're not allowed to do Yom Kippur, besides for eating, fast, not eating, not fasting, not drinking, no tashmish, no wearing shoes, right? So one of the you can't wash your body, you also can't do Sicha. So that is why it had to be Dafka, they read Bibgadim, even when the Mishnah was still around, according to Ramban, even when the Mishnah was around, you did read Bibgadim on Yom Kippur itself. Okay. Now, before we go further, the Gemara now is going to ask that Bechlau, what's this? We waited a daf to delve into the Machlekes of Eichonon and Reish Lakish, whether or not the Miluyim, it wasn't really Machlekes of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, they both agree, and they argue with Reb Chanina, whether or not the entire Avaid of the Miluyim was Makiv. Now, the Gemara is going to focus on what's the source that we're saying that whatever's with my Miluyim is automatic Makiv. What's the source of that? Again, the obvious question is, why wouldn't it be Makiv? The Chayyur Torah tells us to do it. Of course, Makiv, the answer is, we're talking about Kachim. Anything related to Kachim needs kind of a double source Makiv. That's going to be the Gemara's focus. Before we get there, our Gemara brought four nafkaminas between Reb Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan, whether or not something is Makiv by the Miluyim. Reb Chanina said, since it's totally in whatever's Makiv, the Dairus. So whatever's not Makiv there, it's not Makiv by the Miluyim. And therefore, Smicha, Tnufa, the precious Shiva separating for 7 days, and the Reba Begadim Mashicha, according to Chanina, are not Makiv L'Dairus, and therefore not Makiv by Miluyim. According to Bechanan, even though not Makiv L'Dairus, they still were Makiv by the Miluyim. That was the Gemara's four answers. Ask Taisvas, top Taisvas, Smicha, Taisvas, Bam Kasha. Two cases, Taisvas, bothered by. Taisvas, first of all, that we have a famous concept called shirayim. Halacha is when you do a bring a carbon, you do zrika for the dam on the mizbeach, and then the shirayim left in the kais, what do you do with it? You pour it el yisayda mizbeach. You go to the base around the side of the mizbeach, and you pour it on the let's talk about the mizbeach chitzen, you do a zrika on the mizbeach chitzen, and you take the dam, there was an area on the southwestern side of the mizbeach, there's a place to pour it to do shiur adam, and there's a mitzvah of shiur adam. The halacha is it's amyakiv. It's a mitzvah of chilul. It's amyakiv. Ask Tosfos, why can't that be a beautiful afkamina by the miluim? According to Chanina, shiur adam is not makiv, and therefore was makiv by the miluim. According to Yechanan, it was makiv. Bam kasha for Tosfos. Tosfos another let's answer this kasha first. Answer Tosfos gshmak eteretz. The halacha by dam by zrika is important halacha that if one does even one zrika, he's yetsa. Meaning, let's say a carbon requires two zrikas, or four zrikas, achatas, requires four zrikas. Halacha is, once you did one, you're already yetsa, you already got a kapar. Once you got some dam on the mizbech, zrika, you're yetsa. Zrika two, three, or four, those are lechatchila, those are namakiv. That's halacha. Says Taisvas, once that's the case, so even Rabbi Yechanan is going to agree that by the Miluyim, the Shirayim is not Makiv. Meaning, Bishlame, let's call it the extra Zrikas itself. I mean, you really could just spin the question back one level earlier. I'm not sure why it's not a question. But once we're saying that the Zrika itself is not Ma'akiv, once the Zrika is not Ma'akiv, there's no tzad that by the Miluyim, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Shirayim of the Zrika is Ma'akiv. The Zrika itself is not fully Ma'akiv, just to make sure that's clear. The full Zrika is not Ma'akiv. Partial Zrika is enough. The full Zrika is not Ma'akiv. If the full Zrika is not Ma'akiv, then the Shirayim is certainly not going to be Ma'akiv. That is Tay's answer, a nice chab. Tay says further, what do you mean? Why are we stopping there? The halacha is, Haktar Seymur is also not Makiv. Haktar Seymur is a mitzvah. He's supposed to be Makti Deymur of a carbon on his bech. It's a Shabbos even to do it just Bismani, we discussed earlier. Mitzvah Bismani, how beautiful it is. You can put it up on his bech right on Shabbos. You don't have to wait to Matzah Shabbos. It could be, it goes all night. Haktar Seymur is certainly a mitzvah, but it's not Makiv. The carbon is kosher without it. You could eat the bus without it. He's supposed to wait for the Haktar Seymur in order for the bus to be Mutter, but if whatever reason the Haktar Seymur is not happening, the bus becomes Mutter. So it's not Makiv. Why is that not listed as an Afkim to Mechadina Bechran? Answer Taishvas, because over there again, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees is a drasha that by Chaz v'Shoik, there's a drush by Chaz v'Shoik that Aaron and Banav are able to eat the Chaz v'Shoik even before the Haftarah Simurim, even if it doesn't take place. Since everyone agrees with it, even Rechman's going to agree over there that by Meluim it was a Makiv. Over there, Rechman's going to agree to Rav Chanina that the drush tells me that even by the Meluim, no matter what, the fact that you didn't talk to Haftarah is not Makiv. And it won't be makif even by the Milum either. Taisa Shanim wants to answer both questions, that we're only talking about things that were done by Aaron Ubanov, and Moshe Rabbeinu instructed for Aaron Ubanov specifically. Anything else during the Milum period that was done by others, specifically Moshe Rabbeinu, is not part of this equation. I'm not sure, maybe Shirayim was done by Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not sure how that answers the questions again, but he says it's only things that were done by Aaron Ubanov, not things that were done by others. And these things, presumably, I guess, were being done by others. The Guru Sari asks a third nafkamina. Again, Taisus already asked from Shirayim. Taisus asked from Akhtar Simurim. Guru Sari, Shagazariah, he asked, what about the Urim V'Tumim? We know by the second Mason Megiddush, there wasn't Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim wasn't there. If the Urim V'Tumim wasn't there, so we see, obviously, Urim V'Tumim is Amakiv. Urim V'Tumim, that vestment is Amakiv. If the Urim V'Tumim is Amakiv, say that's nafkamina. According to Yechanan, by the Mulum, Urim V'Tumim is Makiv. According to Chanina, since it's not Makiv Adiris, it's not Makiv by Mulum either. Let that be another nafkamina. As I affect the Guru Sari answers the Shagazariah. We're going to have a discussion on Daf Chaf Aleph in 16 Ba for now. We're going to have a discussion what exactly happened when we say that there wasn't a Urim V'Tumim by the second bias. What does that mean? And Taisus brings the Shita that it existed. It just didn't have the powers to light up and do whatever the Urim V'Tumim did. It didn't do it by the second bias of Middash. So according to Taisus, Shagazariah says it's beautiful. It did exist. Maybe it was Makif. It wasn't. It didn't have the same powers that it used to have. That's what the Mar means. But it did exist. So according to Taisus, not Akasha. But if you go not like Taisus, that the Mamish didn't exist, then the Chayre, you would have a Shtak Akasha. Why the Gemara didn't list that as another Nafkamina? Okay. Says the Gemara. My Taima. What's the pshat? Demand the Amar call Kasuba Makiv. And what's the reason why whatever is written by Lum would be Makiv? Amar, again, we explained because normally by Kach we need a double Pasuk Makiv. Amar Nachman, Amar Vitzel Babisna, Amar Kra, Vasisa Aaron Levanov Kacha. The word Kacha tells me, it says, do the iron in the sun's Kacha. Kacha tells me Kachli Kuvu. The word Kacha is an Ikav. Says the Gemara, Tainach, that's all good. That is the Psukim in Shemais Chavtes. Tainach, that's great for all the things that are written in the Psukim over there. However, the things that were written over there, there was other details said that was in Parshas Tzaveh. The things that are written later in Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, about the Meluim, that doesn't have the word Kacha next to them. So how do you know that those are Makiv also? Says Gemara, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Yalav Pesach Pesach. We learn out from Gzir Shava Pesach Pesach, Pesach now with a Samach, Pesach with a Suf. Pesach Pesach, we learn out entrance, Gzir Shava, Pesach Amay, Pesach Amay, we learn out the Lashon of Pesach, Pesach to both cases that just like goes Ma'akev in from the word Kacha in Tzitzave, also in Tzav. V'mishashi Amar, Ushmaritim es Mishmeres Hashem, we learn out from the Lashon of Ushmaritim es Mishmeres Hashem, which is Mashma Ikuva, Mishmaritim es Mishmeres Hashem is Mashma a Lashon of Ikuva. Again, that's also Pasuk in Tzav. Rav Ashi Amar, third answer, Kichein Tzuvesi, we're actually going to focus on those words coming up next Gemara. Kichein Tzuvesi also, it says, because such I was commanded, again, that is also a Pasuk in Tzav, Ikuva. So we have either two Pesukim in Tzav, clearly say Ikuv, or Pesach Pesach, the Gzir Shava from Tzav. So Tzav tells me that just like you have Kacha in Tzava, you also have a din of Ikav in Tzav as well. So everything about the Meluim is Ma'akiv. Again, that's all according to the opinion, according to Reich and Rish Lakish, that was saying that whatever was said by the Meluim is Ma'akiv, is requisite. Tan Rabban. Once we just quoted in Ravashi's the third answer, how do we know that the Pesukim in Tzav in Vayikra are Ma'akiv? Because it's Kihain Tzavesi. The Marana is going to address, Taka, what was the point of Moshe being in three places saying Lashon Kihain Tzavesi, what we learn from it. Tan Rabban. Kikain Tzuvesi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, such as commanded, Kasher Tzuvesi, as I've been commanded, Kashativ Hashem, as Hashem commanded. So what's it teaching me? Meaning, the question really is that obviously when Moshe Rabbeinu is dictating to Aaron, or usually it's Aaron, or whatever it is, what one's supposed to do, what the avodah is, it was coming from Hashem. What's the Ein Hadgasha of Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzuvesi, and Kashativ Hashem? The Mark explains, Kichein Tzuvesi, Banim Sechlua. The first time it says Kichein Tzuvesi, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to tell Aaron Banav, that they were supposed to eat the Mincha even though they were in a state of Aninus. Kichein Tzuvesi, you should eat it, you're not eating because you're in a state of Aninus, right? Last week's parashah and Shemini, we had, right, the story. So you say, no, you should eat the Mincha, even though you're not eating this, you still should be eating it. Kasha Tzvesi says, B'shas Mais Amalem, that's the Kasha Tzvesi Moshe Rabbeinu told him at the time, meaning when he discovered that the Chatas was burnt, and he got angry. He said, you should have eaten it. So Moshe says that you should have eaten it like Hashem said, meaning you should have assumed the same thing I told you about the mincha, you should have done for chatas as well. Rashi actually points out a very big story, Rashi says that even though there was a directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the mincha that it could be eaten by aninas, about the chatas, it wasn't true. Chatas is chatas, and the chiluk is because we're talking about the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. The chatas of Rosh Chodesh over there by Miluyim was going to be Ladairus. That chatas is going to be Ladairus. On Ladairus, you can't eat it as ben aninas. The mincha, which is only Lasha, the mincha was only a one-time mincha by the Chanukah of Mishkan, that mincha could have been eaten by aninas. But the chatas not. So Rashi says that's very interesting. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was tiny to Aaron, you should have done by the chatas also, like I told you, like a command from Hashem, like we just said by the mincha. Lamaisa, Moshe was mistaken. Legabe the chatas, okay? And what's the third one? Kashasiva Hashem, Vilim Elai Na'emer. So the third one was Kashasiva Hashem, it was commanded by Hashem, and not Melai. It wasn't my own, this is not my own thing telling you, it's going by the Shlomim. It's not my own idea to tell you to eat paninas. Don't think it was my idea. And again, by the way, according to, based on what you said, Rashi, it's more Gishmak. Don't think I'm making a mistake again, like by the chatas, where it was mistaken. Don't think I'm making a mistake again. No, this comes from Hashem, that you should be eating it, even paninas. Again, that's going by the Shlomim. Nowhere in the parsha does it write about the mechnasayim, that's the pants worn by the full pants, they're the three-quarter length pants worn by the kohanim. It wasn't written in the parsha of the chinuch hamishkan. When the pasuk says, it says by the parsha of the miluyim, it says v'zeh adavar, we say l'hab mechasayim, the vav of v'zeh comes to include two things, mechasayim, the pants, and v'asiris eifa, and the asiris eifa, the mincha. Now the connection is because the vav is connected to the parsha prior, and the parsha prior speaks about wearing pants. Says Mar Bishlam Mechasayim Ksiv Ben Yadav Begadim. Mechasayim, we know, is written in the parsha Begadim right beforehand. El Asir Seif Manalan. How is the vav connecting to Asir Seifa? I understand the vav connecting to the parsha prior, which speaks about Begadim. So therefore, it teaches us about the Mechasayim. How does it teach you the din of Asir Seifa? Answers the Gemara. That's from the word zeh, not from the vav really. It's from the word zeh itself, not from the vizeh, from the zeh. I see zeh. Again, more of a gezer shava. Zeh carbon aron uvanav ashek rivu Asir Seifa. And over here it says, we just quoted Vizeh Adavar. So Zeh Adavar, learned by the Miluyim, learns out from the Zeh Karban Aaron of Anav by the Mincha. So we learn out that there was a din of Mincha also by the Miluyim. Amar Becham Shem Shem Menichai, Menayin Shaf Mikra, Mikra Parsha Makav. How do you know that also reading the Parsha is Makav, reading the Parsha of the Miluyim was Makav as well. Tamlam Vyayim Mesha Ela Eda Zeh Adavar Shetziva Hashem. Afilu Dibur Makav, Zeh Adavar. Afilu Dibur Makav, even the Dibur, even the speech, even reading the Parsha was also Makav by the Miluyim. Okay, Ketzah Hilbisham. Once we're on the topic of Miluyim, we ask the question, how did Moshe Rabbeinu address Aaron Uvanav by the Miluyim? Ask the Gemara, Ketzah Hilbisham, my Dav Ave. What do you mean, how did he dress them? Whatever happened. Whatever he did, the question was, what was the order? What was the Seder in dressing? Was the Bunav first? Was the Aaron first? But the Gemara is bothered, my Dav Ave, what's the difference? Whatever happened by the original Chanukah's Mishkan happened thousands of years ago, it doesn't play a role. So the Gemara says, rather the question is, how are we going to dress them less lovely? Which again, according to the way we explained to the Rambam before, that would mean, well, let's see. Says Gemara, less lovely, not me, let's show you Aaron and Bunim, Aaron and Meshach will come back and they'll show us how to dress in the future. Ela Ketsa Labishan Lamizbekroy. How do we dress them in order to satisfy the Pesukim? But getting back to the Rambam we quoted the Rabbi Yashiv, who quotes from the Ramban, that whenever you have a new Kiddush HaMizbeach, you need a new Miluyim, so that L'chari could have been what the Gemara was trying to answer. The Gemara was answering was that it was not a negate to know how Moshe Rabbeinu dressed them back then, to know how to dress in the future, because we're going to have to do the same form of the Miluyim that was done back then. And the Gemara deflects that and says, very nice, but they'll be back. It will be Moshe Anabanav back doing it anyway. Less lovely. So you Vayter don't have a question. You ask a question. The Gemara's Lashon actually in many places about this is called Hilchus L'Mashicha. You ask me a question, what's the meaning of the times of Mashiach? Well, we'll know then. Mashiach will show us. We'll know then. That's why our Gemara really is really asking two famous types of questions on halachic discussions. My dehava have, what happened, and the Gemara's answer is, well, it's the gay in the future. Las love knew what's going to be Las love. It's me Las love. We'll have Moshe Ban over there, and therefore the Gemara wasn't satisfied with that answer. Therefore the Gemara says, what we want to get to is, how do we fit into the psukim? How can we explain based on what we see in the psukim how what took place? Learning the Torah, learning the psukim, what the psukim mean. That of course is of much importance. Elaketz abishin lusber cry. How do we say Meshavim address them in order to explain? We actually have a steer in the Pesukim. The Mizbe Koy, how are we going to explain the Pesukim? Pligiba, Rabchi, Chiyab, Rav Reichran, Chanamar, Aaron, Vachach, Banav, Chanamar, Aaron, Uvanav, Vasachas. One says it was Aaron first and then his sons, and one says it was Aaron and his banav at the same time. Regarding the Messina, the Ksainis, that's like the shirt and the Mesefis and the hat, everyone agrees that was first Aaron, then banav. The Bain Bitzava, Bain Basia, Aaron Kadav. Because in the Psukim, both, and this the Gemara is really explaining now, kind of in the answer, in the qualification, what the question was. The Bain Bitzava, Bain Basia, Aaron Kadav. Aaron goes first before the banav, both in the commandment and the actual description of the performance, Aaron preceded the son. So it's pasha that the Ksainis and Mustafas, Aaron went first. Ki pligi ba'avnet, the machlekes by the avnet. Mandam Aaron of Achabanov, the chsiv yachar isa ba'avnet. It says yachar isa ba'avnet, and then it says vada chsiv yachar isa isam ba'avnet. It says first Aaron was girded, and then it says his banav was girded. Mandam Aaron of banav vasachas, when it says Aaron of vasachas, the chsiv chagar to isam. It says chagar to isam, right? When it says the actual application, not the commandment to do it. When it says the actual application of the belt, it lumps it all together, and therefore it sounds like it was by the same time. Ask my mother, Aaron Abanov, Vas Achas. My mother says, Aaron Abanov, Vas Achas, Huxivacha Isa Avnet, Vadak Sivacha Isa Avnet. Says first, the commandment was first Aaron, and then the commandment was about the Banov, top of Vav and Aleph. Answer the Armalach, who Avnet Shekain Gadol, lays there, who Avnet Shekain Edit. That Pasuk was teaching me that the Avnet of the Kain Gadol is different than the Avnet of the Kain Edit. It's teaching me it's a different Avnet. So the Pasuk separates it not to tell me that Aaron goes first, but more to tell me that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was separate, meaning it was actually made from, it was actually made from a shatnez. Aaron was first and Banav was afterwards. Lemaisa, the description of the asiyah, of the actual putting on the begadim, does describe it at once. Hachsiv chayda osam avnet. Amalach, which is a simple teretz, says Gemara, Amalach, hu kamashman lach, the avnet is shekhan gadol, the avnet is shekhan edit. This is teaching me that the avnet shekhan gadol is the same. He holds that it's avnet shekhan gadol is the same as avnet shekhan edit. Viachreisa ba avnet, viachreisa lamali, shemamina aaron bachar banav. And therefore, the earlier psukim, which separates it, must be teaching me that it was Aaron first, then the banav. So the Gemara basically has two opposite approaches. One approach, the Pesukim say that the belt of Aaron should be put on, and then the Pasuk says the belt of the Banav should be put on, and then when actually putting on the belt, it says the belts of Aaron and Banav were put on. So the first Pesukim are mashma that's separate, second Pasuk is mashma at the same time. So the one Mandamar learns, the first Pesukim is telling me that the Aaron's belt and the Banav's belt are different. But the second Pasuk, which tells me that it was done at the same time, that's the Pasuk in terms of the timing, it was done all at once. And the other one says it's got the opposite. The second Pasuk tells me it was done at the same time, that teaches me that it was spoken, it was done at once, it was done at the same time. There's no precedence. And the first Pesukim is telling me that the avnet of Aaron and his sons are two different avnet. So it's a machlekes maisa. The Mandam says that Avner Aaron was first would hold that the avnet of Aaron and his sons were the same, and the Mandam says Aaron was second, Aaron and Banav at the same time would hold that the avnet of Aaron and his Banav were two separate avnetim. Ask about one last line. Do we have a possibility to do all at the same time? It doesn't mean that he mamish the same second. It just means he put on this and he put on the belt on one and the belt on the other without going to the next beged. That's all it means. But not that he put on, you can't do, so you have to put on both at the same time. It just means at the same interval without doing something different. Okay, we'll pause.